Use math to make the world a better place. Become an actuary through the Society of Actuaries and find solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. As an actuary, the only thing higher than the pay is the satisfaction.
You know what's funny?
What?
You went to Amsterdam and paid for sex and then ran away.
I didn't have it in me, man.
You had the money, though. You can't even write it off.
Yeah.
If you want to did it.
Yes, you can. You can just put like $100 yams.
Get your weekly dose of R&R, eh?
What up? This is your boy, Dope Boy.
And Kev on stage, you feel me?
And this is another installment of Started Off to the Right. Ratchet. Ratchet and Ratchet. Ratchet. And we Ratchet. Are, and what Ratchet. Are you doing
listen,
with that?
Listen, I'm oh. sad. I'm sad
what
right
are
now,
you sad
though.
About?
I can't lie to you, bro. I'm sad.
What?
I just came from a funeral.
Of what?
The old me. You feel me? Because that old me, he ain't have no beard. You feel
oh,
me?
Oh, Lord.
I'm looking in the mirror. I see the beard. I'm like, oh, this ain't the old me. You know what I'm saying? So we had to plan a whole home going.
A whole home going.
For the old me.
You just wanted to do the dessert part so you could eat afterwards.
So,
so
you
can have a boat. You
understand me? Because without the beard, I don't even know why Melissa married me. If she would have only knew that 15 years into her marriage, she was going to really be able to witness the fruition of the new me.
And it's filling in. No ball spots.
You know what I'm saying? We had to put that old me to bed, rest, bury him. God bless his soul.
Okay.
God keep him.
Beautiful service. He looked just like he looked just like himself.
Uh-huh.
Who did the body? I don't know. They did a good job. You know, Stem, it was loved by many.
Okay.
But hey, man, one glad morning when this life is over.
You about to do this whole episode? You about to do this episode with
Listen,
the glasses
bro,
on?
Look, my future's so bright. I can't, if I take it off, it's going to be damaging to my retina.
Or inside.
You understand me? Yeah, but my future bright anywhere I go.
It looks like you just got the cataract.
Yeah, you look Listen, like the bro, emoji with the glasses on, kind of.
I know it's tough for you to fit into suits. You know, mostly fat suits, sweat suits.
Oh,
you know
another
what I'm saying? But
fat
this is
joke.
This is Macy's finest.
Is
this
it?
Is 1NC. Oh, right off the rack.
I know exactly what 1NC.
1NC, baby boy.
Over there looking like Deacon Durant.
That's $59.99
on the pants, $79 on the jacket. You understand? I'm only in 120. You understand me?
He's
I
still got.
I ain't worried about.
Still
too
got
much.
The tags okay. on it. He's still not sure about it.
The only thing I can get from Express is the tie. I can't fit the pants.
No,
everything's slim fit over there.
He got a tie skinny. It's a skinny tie.
Yeah, this is
a
regular
skinny
tie. I just got a big body, so it looks good. But anyway, y'all
We're
is
back.
Watching this on Wednesday.
Yes.
But the Right Pack. Oh, they're watching this right now on
yes.
Tuesday.
Right.
How they get it, though? How
because
they get the access?
What you do is you become a part of the community for as low as $5 a month.
A little bit of $5.
And not only do you get the early access to the Righteous and Ratchet, but you also get a bonus episode every week. And discounts.
And guess what?
What's up?
Secret time? We shooting a crossover episode
Uh-oh.
With Patrick and Tahir on Friday. Guess who's going to be watching it on Friday live?
The Patreon.
The Right Pack.
Right.
The rest of
right
y'all, pack. Y'all ain't going to get to see it till it drops. I don't know when it
I don't
know when it's
or if
drive.
It does.
No.
I don't even know what to tell you.
So join us at www.righteousandratchet.com. You get early access to stuff like Righteous and Ratchet Adventures, bonus content, Doughboy's album, singles released there early.
And another spoiler alert.
You get two episodes a
what's
week.
A, what's Righteous? Spoiler?
Spoiler, like we tell them early.
No, I know you said spoiler.
What is the alert?
That we are Righteous and Ratchet will be going on the road.
Oh,
and the Patreons will be able to get the tickets first.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna throw the links in there right now.
You're gonna throw the hot links in there right now.
You gotta flip them on the grill.
So, let's get the show started.
Okay.
I want to talk about something. This wasn't on the docket.
Okay.
But Melissa was talking about it on her live, and I had to say something about to our friends and family.
Okay.
The Right Pack.
The squad.
And the regular pack.
Okay.
We was in Amsterdam. Last
we were
week.
In Amsterdam.
Or two weeks ago? Was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
Last
No, it was like two weeks ago at this point.
I can't remember. That was old Kev. He went to Amsterdam. He didn't have the full beard.
Jesus.
But let me tell you what. Everybody on Twitter was like, Kev, you got to go to the red light district. Got to go to the red light district. I was like, I can't go, man.
What?
I got my kids. You mm-hmm. understand me? They're like, nah, man, you got to check it out. You got to at least see. I was like, nah, I'm not going to see. Okay. So one particular night, we just going out. You right, grab right. a bite to eat.
Get some crepes.
Yeah. Just going in search.
Crepes are great.
Of crepes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thin pancake, Nutella. Walking around the corner. From my map says the red light district is 3 blocks this way. Mm-hmm. Unbeknownst to me, the red light district is just the collection of the women of the night. There's women of the night all over the place.
Women of the night is hilarious.
So women of the night.
Women of the night, okay?
Can you feel the women?
If you have not been to Amsterdam, like we had not been.
Right.
Like I knew sex was free. I mean, not free, but legal.
Right.
You could buy the sex.
You could buy it.
I didn't know you could window shop the sex.
Absolutely.
We turn the corner in search of crepes. Crepes is on the right hand side.
Crepes are delicious. They got powdered sugar.
And on the left hand side, a woman was. I felt like I was in Sodom and Gomorrah.
It was a different type of candy.
Crepes on the right, cooch on the left.
Right.
They was like.
Fries in between. The fries were right there.
I was literally. Crepes.
Mayo.
Fries. But.
It's,
you buy whatever you want. And then drugs.
Drugs.
Next to. But
them drugs were everywhere.
And butt, and it's not just weed.
I felt like Pablo Escobar was still alive there.
Street.
They kept selling like balloons, and but there was
they were selling a different type of helium. Gas,
yes,
MDMA, yes. Legally, yes. Ecstasy pills. I felt like the Lord was gonna call me home. Melissa was next to me. I like I cheated on you with my eyes because I look, and the woman was like. With no music. She was just like, come here.
And then it was like a whole thing because like I was just like watching like the atmosphere. Like people would go and like they would be like talking to the ladies and they'd be like negotiating prices.
Dope. So we're trying to find this one crepe place. The dude had just left an experience. Okay, he come out the door. Whew, takes the deep breath. Goes around the corner to the window. She's still in. Bangs on the window. I love you.
I remember that.
I love you.
I see that.
He was, remember Dwight in the office, Jaws? He was like.
I was like.
He was so pleased. He left her the 5-star review on Yelp.
I was going to say, I wonder if they got a Yelp.
Yeah, is there a Yelp?
Do you think they got a Yelp?
I mean,
there's a Yelp for everything. If there's a Yelp for chiropractic, there's got to be a Yelp.
I mean, being it. If it's legal there, it might just be on regular Yelp.
I mean, who among us just wants to go to any old body?
Yeah.
Can you imagine standing there like, 3.5.
I'm sorry. I seen your ring.
The thing that's crazy, though, and this is what I want to talk about. Amsterdam is the Vegas to the world. Like, I thought Vegas was bad because they used to have the pamphlets. Girls, girls, girls.
Right.
And you're like, nah, bro. I'm here with my kids.
Right.
Everything that is illegal here.
Oh man.
Is they sold cocaine. This is no joke. I need to edit this cocaine. Video. I have a video we were trying red herring and then we were walking by the store. It's literally like an Argentinian steakhouse here, a McDonald's, then like a you know like the stores or in like the gift store at a hotel.
Yes.
They have like, you know, toothpaste, souvenirs, like that, like Hudson Booksellers, right? At the airport. Mm-hmm. It was like that. But they also just sold drugs. Like, cocaine was in the wind. Like, you can buy this.
I actually agree with that line of thinking.
Do you?
Because I look at it like this. People are going to do what they want to do regardless.
Yeah.
So you might as well tax it and give them the best stuff. Mm. So I think people are... The laws that are set up are not stopping people from getting the drugs or buying the sex. So right. You might as well just.
So you feel like the government should just make it legal and therefore like the weed
make
industry.
It legal. You know why you make it legal? Then you cut down on crime. People aren't getting killed over the stuff.
It's normalized.
Yes. Then you don't. Then you don't put people in jail.
Normalized is the word.
Yeah.
For us as Americanos, it is unusual. Mm-hmm. Like I had heard about Amsterdam. There's one thing to hear about something. There's something else to see how like not unusual it is.
Right. And it really wasn't like that. I think we even talked about that like with alcohol. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because how they are over there, like they like Italy. It pairs good with
in Italy
spaghetti and different stuff like that. So they'll let a 12-year-old kid drink some wine because it's not looked at as recreational.
But in Amsterdam, you can get Colgate and cocaine.
Colgate and cocaine.
At the same time.
Hey, man, I didn't even tell you this, man, but I'm going to tell you this live on the air in front of people.
Oh, no.
I'm going to tell you.
No.
No, so I went out after, y'all went out. Because, I mean, you know, y'all are all out. So I was just like, man, I'm going out. So stop looking at me like that.
I just don't know what you're finna say.
I'm so scared.
I went to a special kind of show. And it was a show. And I was like, well, what type of show is this?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it said, I knew it was a naughty show. It was a show where they did everything in front of us.
What do you mean?
The two people had a sex.
What?
In front of everybody.
You went to it?
It was a total thing. It was like, they really did it. Like
in front of your
in
eyes?
In front of, and everybody's just like sitting down. And then
was it like a movie theater? Yeah, like
was
a dark
was it like
room?
Like an auditorium?
It was like
I don't
a
understand.
Movie theater, and you sat down and you watched it, and they did it.
Was it just you or
no? It was like 100 people there
in the audience.
Yes, and we were all watching it. And then this lady, they were like trying to hype up the crowd, and the lady like pulled me on stage, and she had like put a banana. It was a whole thing.
Banana,
man.
Banana, where?
In her vulva.
She put her banana down there, and she was like, "Take it, banana."
In her
like,
vulva?
Yeah, I was like, "Ah."
In front of people?
Yeah.
You took a bite of coochie banana.
I took a bite of coochie banana in front of everybody. When in Amsterdam, I was in Amsterdam.
I had to.
I had to. It was a whole thing. It was an ordeal.
I don't like this episode anymore.
It was a whole
anymore.
Thing. I couldn't tell you guys when I was over there. I don't like the visual.
Why did you go to bed?
Because I was in Amsterdam.
We were going to bed.
I wanted to live like the Amsterdamians. It was crazy. It was
the Amsterdam.
It was a whole thing.
What if somebody was walking by and they thought it was a matinee showing, and then all of a sudden they walk in?
Like, oh, coochie banana.
I didn't
what
wanna,
is
like,
he doing
eat,
with the banana?
I didn't want to eat the coochie banana, but I didn't want to like make it weird for everybody.
Everybody was
having a good time. I was like,
Do you like bananas in general?
I don't necessarily care for them that much, but I went
Did coochie banana taste different?
No, it was good. It was good, man. So
I don't like. How do we
yeah,
segue
I didn't even
out
tell
of
you.
That?
Yeah, I didn't even tell you what we were doing.
I was ashamed.
I was like, I don't want people to look at me differently.
But see, that's the thing. They have like live shows, drugs, and this stuff is where kids are. Like, I'm curious to see what the crime rate for the because my thing about that I thought about the sex work in America. Is obviously illegal, right? And then, you know, obviously stuff happens to sex workers. So I'm curious, like, what the crime rate against sex workers is. Because we went one night, we couldn't sleep. Me, Melissa, Tony. Actually, I think you were with us at this time. We went walking around at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
we
couldn't
breakfast.
Sleep, yeah.
So we saw one of the ladies getting off of work. And she's just drinking a bottle of water, puts her hoodie on. A guy's walking, like, maybe it's a security guard or somebody. Walking her home safely, like... It's treated as a service no different than a barber. You know, like in restaurants, like in Amsterdam or really Miami. Miami, they work really hard to get you, or in Spain, to get you to come to the restaurant. Like, oh, come here, try this stuff, man. We got the best paella, this and that. And that's basically what the women were doing. They just were selling that thing.
So a different type of paella.
I feel like a lot of, like, sex workers are in danger.
Yes. I would. We should do some research post this episode and see crimes against sex workers because it's done in such an. And I'm not advocating for or against. I'm just more curious,
right?
Because it's done more in the shadows here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no. You can't. If you're a woman, a sex worker, you can't go to the police and be like, "Man, this dude like socked me out."
Right. Right.
You know, like, what were you doing? Well, he socked me. You know that. Because these women is like, you can't take no pictures. Like, there's like, it's a
they shut
whole,
all that down.
Yeah, no. It was interesting, but yeah. And then we went to Spain. Took my kids to Spain.
Go ahead.
I can't get over it.
All right, I have another confession, Kevin.
I want to hear this confession, but before we do, let's talk about Blue Chew.
Okay.
Which is the safe and interesting way to spice up your relationship.
Interesting.
You know, I'm in a healthy, committed marriage with my lovely wife of 15 years. And sometimes I need a little oomph.
A little extra.
I mean, I'm just tired.
Right.
You know, I mean, I want a little performance enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
Want to have a great experience, especially on vacation, Amsterdam, Spain, things like that. Kids ain't around. We got a big cruise coming up in October. I got my stash. It's packed in my suitcase now. The trip is a good 2 months away.
I already got it packed.
My long distance suitcase with Blue Chew. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable gummy with the same FDA approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. They're made in the US of A, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships straight to your door in discreet packaging, so no in-person doctor visit is necessary. And best of all, no more awkwardness. So this ain't just for guys who can't perform. I added a boost like myself. You don't have to have ED to get Blue Chew. You understand me? So right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color. Chew.com to get your first shipment free. When you use our special promo code RR, just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code RR.
RR.
To try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. Thank you, Blue Chew, for sponsoring the Righteous Ratchet podcast. Blue Chew, give you the direction you deserve. The erection you deserve. The erection you deserve. Okay, you're looking. I sense trepidation. So something's telling me that while I was sleeping peacefully in Amsterdam, on top of Coochie Banana, you did something else.
I don't even know why I'm
looking at you, and
I don't know why I'm this comfortable.
Why are you doing this on a wholesome podcast?
You only get one edit in an episode. I'm not giving you two.
What? I feel like I'm in First 48. They just gave me the sandwich.
I never go
Earl and Roscoe.
Turkey on rye. Listen.
Is that a Reuben next to it? All right. You got me.
Give me some Chipotle mayo, I'll give you socials.
All right. So, same night that I ate Coochie Banana, I was just like, yo, man, I'm here. I'm in Amsterdam for the first time. Maybe I should entertain this.
No.
Listen. So I was just like, yo, like, I don't know. I've never been here. It's not a crime. It is legal. I don't get in trouble. Like, I was just like, so I didn't know, like, what the protocol was.
Hold!
Never mind.
Was that you at the window? Was that you?
I didn't do anything.
No.
Okay.
It's not a crime there.
It's not a crime.
Hold on, Dole. Dole. Are you?
I don't know.
Stay still.
I mean, after I had Coochie Banana, I was just like, oh.
You can't just go to bed on that?
You know. So I didn't know, like, the how to do it or what. So I just kind of, like, watched people and they kind of went and then. When they would be interested, like, you would just, I mean, it's like really strange. It's not like Netflix, like you're just looking for something to watch. Like, this is, you're looking for a woman you're gonna lay with for a time.
Are you swiping level? Like, no.
So,
I'm gonna go down here.
So, I'm just there and I'm just like, all right. So, basically, what they do is they go and then they come out and then you, like, kind of talk and negotiate. So, I walked around for like an hour because I was like totally nervous. I was just like, I don't, even though it's
sweaty,
because like, I've watched Locked Up Abroad before. I was like, I don't want to say or do it wrong.
Locked Up Abroad,
and like, I can't have that be anyway. Like the way this goes right. down. Like,
you don't want to do anything.
Disgrace, because- righteous and wretched cohorts.
It's like,
good boy,
we got him.
Ladies and
was eating snacks in the room when they came. I was so nervous. Walk me through.
Let
me just tell the story. That's why I was looking apprehensive, because I was going to say it, but I was just like, but I was like, I'm me all the time.
Who are you?
I'm me all the time. So we were all hanging out, eating food or whatever, and I had seen the spot, you know, that would subsequently be the place where I ate the banana. So I was like, all right, so I seen that spot, and I was just like,
thinking about food, bananas, perfect.
You know, so after I get out the show, I'm like, all right, man, more.
So he can take more.
So I walk around for like an hour, and it's just, that's the weirdest thing, because like, you're walking by, and they're like, they're salespeople. They're like, come over here.
Yeah, I bet you were looking like you know, in the cartoons when they live on a deserted island and the other person turns into a delicious turkey. Like, I bet they saw you
drumstick.
Like, please, ma'am, I would like to pay for certain services.
Can we talk?
Can we talk for a minute? Have you heard that song? Listen, how much...
How much
to put this in there, please? Is there a menu? There's no menu.
There's no price list that comes out. It's just
you negotiate the price.
You just talk. Yeah, you just have a conversation.
So what'd you say?
So I just, you know, I feel like I got hustled by the lady.
Oh, I bet she beat you out of
work. She was like a Jamaican, but she was older too. So I was just walking by. She was like, young boy, come here. You come and talk to me. You come and hang with me for the night, the young boy from America. Yeah, from the States.
You have the worst Jamaican accent. Like, but please young continue.
She's like, come on, rude boy. I'm like, all right.
Food boy.
Come on, food boy, boy.
Food boy.
Y'all are trash.
Okay, so she calls you food boy.
So we go over there.
You walk in. We full talk. Off of coochie banana, by the way.
Right, right.
Full.
You know, now I'm just, you know, so then we're just talking. And so we're just, you know, we come to our price.
What's the price?
100.
100 euros?
100 euros. Okay.
That's what, 120 US?
Right. So... What? $100.
Is that cheaper? Because, I mean, if you think about it.
I don't know. I've never done any of that.
Listen, though, the street on, value.
Hold.
Of the thing.
Hold on. Any given date with anyone that may or may not even in intercourse.
Yeah.
How do you somehow manage to finesse a rational explanation?
I'm just saying. That is like, rational.
Okay. That's a great metaphor. Is 100 euros tip included?
Everything. It was all inclusive.
All inclusive? No right. tip? Okay.
That's a Sizzler buffet.
First of all, 20% tip. Whatever you're going to do, in Amsterdam.
Well, let me just break it down.
Hold on.
Okay.
Go on a date. You're going to take a young lady out. Mm. You're going to pay for parking. You're going to wash your car, food. Clean your car. You're going to pay for her meal. Mm. You're easily over 100.
Easily.
20 if you take her to anywhere nice.
I mean, unless you're going to Norms or something.
Unless you're taking her to Norms. But if you're going to Ruth's Chris, you're easily in over 100.
Easy.
So is this more economical?
Well, that's the thing.
You got the sure thing.
Let me just say this out, just so you know, we give the full experience in the conversation. There could have been items you got a la carte. I just figured I'll just get all of this, just all of
you them. Can piecemeal a thing.
So it should have been cheaper, but I was just like, I'll just pay $100.
Of course, instead you did. Of just that's it why down. Her eyes got big when right. she saw you. She's like, he's $100. He's €100 easy. This is gonna be the easiest 100 euros I ever make.
So then we're there, but then something funny happened.
What?
Wasn't really able to do it.
I was should have had Blue Chew.
I was too in my
you should have had
I
Blue
was
Chew.
Too in my head. I was like, what are you doing? Like,
so the guilt and shame jumped on
it really, it was just like, the only thing I could just hear in my head was herpes. I was just like, what are you doing? And I was like, no. She was like, baby, rude boy, you paid the
so
money.
So you changed your mind.
I did. Let her
so you
the
just
money.
Entertained it and then didn't go through with it?
I couldn't. I didn't have
so anything. Wait, time. I'm almost more upset now. You gave her 100 euros and didn't even do
what the What was set? I going to do? I don't think they have a money-back guarantee
no,
policy.
No, you wasn't getting that back.
Yeah, so.
So you went in there, paid.
Paid.
Got cold feet.
Yes.
And left.
Yeah, cold everything.
Unsexed.
Yes.
That is absolutely worse than just paying.
I mean,
you got to the goal line and punted.
I don't know. In my defense, I've never done that before. So it was just a new thing. And I thought, I was like, yo, you'll be good. I was just like.
We all paid, though.
Man, you were goal line with Marshawn Lynch and you passed it, right, Kev?
Josh. I haven't recovered.
It was 4 years ago.
I don't. As soon as he said it, I started seeing
He's
flashbacks.
Like, yeah, wait a minute. That
when
was,
that happened, I literally walked out of my house and walked my neighborhood and was like, you have Marshawn Lynch
right there
at the goal line.
So
I couldn't.
You
do
got
it.
Cold feet in the red light district
because in my mind I was just like, wait, and then it like everything started to dawn on me, like how many men have been here tonight? It was just like I couldn't. Once in my
head, you
have
head, to use a condom in there, don't you?
You absolutely. You got to put a condom on before you even go outside in the red light district.
Oh, so you were just like,
yeah.
That's funny. Yeah.
They probably got to get tested for work though.
Yeah, but I.
Who would you think is more likely to be up on their tests?
Oh.
An Amsterdamian woman of the night?
Absolutely.
Or Rachel from Glendale?
Absolutely the woman from Red
But
Light.
In your mind, you think.
Right.
You got it.
I felt it, but I just couldn't do it, man. I couldn't close a deal.
Yeah, boy, I mean, you took win in Rome. Like, I was like, man, this is crazy. You're like, no, it's not crazy.
It was so hard not to not tell you the whole time.
What do we
too?
Do in Spain? Now, just.
No, that was it.
Okay, because it's illegal there.
Nah, man, I don't want you get locked up abroad real quick there.
Nah. No, once I got to Spain, I was just chilling and relaxing.
So, how do you feel? Because I know one of your birthday. Things before you turned 40, you wanted to go out of the country.
Yes.
And in a week's time, you went to Toronto, London, Birmingham, Amsterdam, or 2 weeks' time.
Wow.
And Spain. How do you feel?
It made me feel like I need to travel more. There's so much more of the world out there. Like, it was just very, like, a simple thought. And I said this to you, and it was funny because you said you think like that sometimes, too. But whenever I go, like, to different states, but now it was a different country, I always be like, man, there's just, like, I just look at people, like, driving their cars, going to work. I'm just like, man, they got a whole life over
people
here.
People just
like,
be whole doing thing. Everything we do. Right. No, not just rich. Somebody just wakes up, packs a lunch.
Right, and goes to
work.
Goes
down to a factory and goes to work. When we were taking the boys to that water park, I saw that big factory. I'm like, man, these people just... Just grew up in Spain.
Exactly.
And so, they just be living.
And I like, in I was daydreaming a couple times, like, what if I just gave it all up and just lived in Spain for a year? Like, just.
It
just
well, with your money, your dreams would end in about 6 weeks. You'd have to come back.
But it was just really, really cool. But what I will say is, though, that America does food a lot better than people give us credit for.
Oh, especially
London's
pizza.
London's food was trash. Amsterdam's food was trash.
Let me tell you what. I've been to London 3 times now. I have had my first good meal this time. You talk about, and I love the Londonese. Londonites. People de las London, love them.
Londoners.
There we go. That's probably not it, but it sounds my favorite. Mm-hmm. You talk English, about bland city.
Bro.
It's like, bro, do y'all not? Let me tell you what. Me and Josh went to the funny story. You talk about secrets. This ain't really a secret, but it's embarrassing. I thought I had an interview at the BBC.
Oh, my.
It's on my calendar.
God.
We got a car sent to pick us up, take us there. Me and Josh going. We're rushing, talking about the first day we're in London.
The morning we flew in.
Morning we were trained in.
The
trained
BBC in. One?
Correct.
BBC.
Oh, that was your interview. BBW on BBC. That one. He wasn't ready for that.
Ah, you talk about right between the gloves. So let me back you up and tell you the day I had. Mm-hmm. You were there.
Okay.
Travel agent. Mm-hmm. Shall remain nameless.
Yeah.
Their responsibility. Mm-hmm. Purchase train tickets to go from Birmingham, England to London.
Boom.
We get there. Pull up the itinerary. Travel agent. Now, itinerary has like all the stuff for this entire trip. The confirmation number part of the Birmingham to London train is missing. Ah, never fret. These should be in the email somewhere. Can't find it anywhere. Ah, hey, guys, we can't find the confirmation number. Surely you can look us up by name. No.
Credit card.
Why not, Virgin Trains? We don't have names. Oh. How do you know who's on the train? We don't. What do you mean? I'm like, there's no passenger manifest? No, absolutely not.
Really? So
yes. I was beyond frustrated. I'm like,
that's kind of scary.
Because planes, if you move your seat in a plane and you're it's not sitting in the seat thing. You're supposed to when you take
federal
off.
Federal indictment.
Unless it's a Southwest flight, they be legit tripping about it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm assuming you have to have a man. Even if you're no seat, they're checking the names off.
Right.
You can't just walk on a plane. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming no. Okay. Can you go buy our credit card? Scan the credit card. No, you have no tickets. You mean to tell me there's no tickets? So either the travel agent didn't buy the tickets or she bought the tickets and forgot to give the confirmation number. They couldn't find the tickets. So we have to pay again for, what was it, 10 people in our
10
party?
10 people.
10 people.
It was 10.
Including Danny?
It was 10.
No, she had a ticket. She bought her own.
Hers was separate.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 10 people. 10. We got to buy a ticket from Birmingham to London. At 7 o'clock in the morning, we finally get to London. Beautiful city, love it. Me and Josh get to the hotel, literally drop our bags, hop in a car, go to the BBC. Oh, I'm excited! Big and BBC is like
right, big thing, big deal,
yeah,
big things
are going. We get to the reception, and security is tight at the BBC. They have like separate security. Like if this is the BBC, there's a security perimeter with the little stanchion things, like not the rope, velvet rope, like. Things right. Like wood. You can't come here. 3 security guards, 1 armed or 2 armed. Hey, what are you here for? Oh, we're, you know, here for this thing. Show them the email. All right, go ahead. We go inside there. Another security guard. What are you here for? Interview. Okay, go ahead. Get into the thing. Talk to the receptionist. Hey, Kevin Frederick. Let me tell you about ego break. Kevin Frederick here for an interview. Oh, okay. Look on the list. Oh, I don't see you here. Oh, you know. okay. She's like, you know what? I'll call the producer. Okay, okay, call him. Hey, we got a Kevin Frederick here to see you. Like, not me. I'm like, oh, you know what? you must have it under Kev on stage. Kev on stage. No, absolutely not. Producer's on the phone. Like, let me get him. Hey, can I talk to you? Yeah, hey, Kev on stage. I don't like to say it out loud. Oh, yeah, I thought you were coming yesterday. No, I'm at home. What do you mean? My show, I produce it Monday through Friday. I thought you were here on Friday. Today is Saturday. You're not at the BBC? No, I'm at the HOME. So there's no interview? No, not nothing. Yeah, my socks are off. I've been wiggling my toes for 2 hours. So the lady's looking at me like, I mean, you don't have to leave.
But you kind of got to get out of here.
You do have to leave. It's a small lobby. She had print me and Josh badges.
Our credentials were already
took
ready
our
to
picture,
go.
But kept it on her side of the table. So when he says no, she's just like, she just pulls the badges back to her.
So what y'all finna get into?
Me and Josh had to leave. We went and had lunch. This is where I got to this by the food.
There was some racism going on, right?
Yes. There was a Tommy Robinson, I think his name is. Yeah. It was a whole bunch of people with poor dental health. Very upset.
Right.
Free Tommy Robinson, yelling, whole parade, stopping traffic. Me and Josh are trying to get to this little restaurant. We go order at a bar in London. Okay? Mm. Mostly beer. I order a burger. What does Joshua Gonzalez, in all his infinite wisdom, order in London?
Please don't. What?
Pad Thai.
What? It paired very well with the gin and tonic that I had.
No, listen. It paired this is well. When Josh should have known this was the right place. He's like, can I have the pad thai? The lady's like, all right, cool, pad thai. I'll be honest.
She called the thigh like a chicken
Why
thigh.
Why would you do that?
That was my red flag number two.
You should have been like, oh,
the first red flag was seeing it first on the menu. That's why I was like, oh, they're confident. They let off with it.
It was at the top. But when she said pad thai, you should have been like,
that
oh,
been
you,
a
you
clear
know, y'all don't make that. Obviously.
Scratch that out, please. Right.
Burger.
When I tell you she brought that man ramen noodles with brown sugar on it. It was
it
the
was
worst.
It trash?
There was this big piece of like burnt pita that was bigger than the entire plate. I should have just, ma'am, take it back, please. Just I don't even want to see it.
The worst lunch followed by the worst experience. But thank the Lord, we had a great show in London. I heard it was amazing, especially through my Raycon E50 eardrums.
It's 2019, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Now, look, they really give me a great experience. I've been working out lately. I put those things in my ear. I power through the workout. It's what?
You've been working out.
You've been working out?
Walking to 7-Eleven to get another box of wings ain't exactly on the fitness menu.
So, like I was saying, man, they really do improve the listening experience. Raycons come in different styles, different colors, and they also have convenient charging cases. Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing.
Mm-hmm.
This company was actually co-founded by Ray J.
The Great!
And celebrities like Cardi B and Snoop Dogg love these earbuds. Now, Raycon's E50 wireless earbuds have totally changed the game for me. Mm-hmm. They're so comfortable and so easy to take anywhere. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet.
Yep.
With no dangling wires or stems.
None.
And of course, they don't just look great. They sound great, too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, go to buyraycon.com/RR
R-R.
To get 15% off of your order. That's buyraycon.com/RR
R-R.
For 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now's the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/RR
R-R.
Oh, yeah.
Man, my one wish is to get those. Am I right,
guys? Oh, hey-o.
Wait a minute. I'm getting earbuds.
I heard it first. All right.
Everybody got one of
okay.
Them. Hey, let me just say this. I know I just shared some personal information. Don't y'all go telling nobody this crazy story. Keep that between us.
You aired it out.
I just got the title of this episode. Doughboy did what in Amsterdam?
Clickbait.
That?
Yeah.
It ain't even clickbait.
Oh, yes,
he
it
tells
is.
Her the truth.
Yeah.
So you want to travel more?
I do.
Where would you like to go? 5 cities in the world where you like to go now that you've traveled to London, Spain, and Barcelona.
Japan.
Spain.
Mm-hmm. Brazil.
Really? Brazil.
Singapore.
It's very specific.
Zimbabwe.
You're just saying stuff now.
No, it's Africa.
I'm aware. I'm looking at the way you're looking at Singapore, okay.
And Australia.
Why those five places? Because I feel like you just picked them all out of the random, outside of Japan.
I definitely
Why Zimbabwe?
Because I want to go to Africa. I want to see, like,
yeah, I know that, but why Zimbabwe of all the countries in Africa?
He wants to see his fellow relatives in the wildlife.
I don't know. It just sounds like a cool place to go. Africa. I know I definitely want to go to Africa.
I know. I'm glad. I'm actually glad you picked the country instead of the continent. One time on Twitter,
where
I was like,
man,
I'm going to tell you. One time on Twitter, I said I wanted to go to Africa. People were like, it's a continent. I know what it is.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know, like, the specific
cities. I want to visit Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to Kenya. Our old babysitter for the boys lives in Kenya. She was like, I'll show you the real. I'd love to go there. I'd love to visit Cape Town, South Africa as well.
Joburg.
Johannesburg.
All your places in Egypt.
I want to go to Morocco.
Egypt is in Africa. Morocco's in Africa, right?
I think so.
Poignant.
So all your places are in Africa?
No. Those are just the places in Africa that I want to go to. I think I'm cool off Europe for a while. The thing I realized, Spain, London, Amsterdam, they all have a European vibe. It's hard to place what it is, but it all feels European. By the way, the amount of bikes in Amsterdam.
Overwhelming.
Yeah. Man.
Overwhelming is an understatement.
And they be putting everything in the bikes. Not just riding. They have, like, some of the bikes have big, like, baskets.
Mm-hmm.
They had, like, furniture in there. It was crazy.
There was a lot going on.
By the way.
Let me ask this question, because I know
you didn't get my lane to tell where I want to go.
Go ahead.
Japan, which I'm also going there this year. Tokyo, Japan is where I'm going.
You from Brokyo, Japan.
Why are you guys letting him do this? That's funny. Tokyo, I want to go to Australia, and I want to go to South America, Brazil, Peru.
Argentina.
Argentina would be nice. Did I say Australia?
I don't
Australia.
Remember.
I'd love to visit the Holocaust Museum in Germany. If I went to Europe, but I'm not gonna go back to Europe, I don't think, for a while.
Yeah,
Paris was the other one. Paris, London, Spain, and Amsterdam, they have a European vibe. I want to see what the world is talking about.
You know who had an overwhelmingly large amount of Ritus and Ratchet love, though? Was London.
London showed love.
Man.
I was thinking we won't go to London for Ritus and Ratchet, because obviously it's very expensive to go across the pond. They showed so much Righteous and Ratchet love. We might have to do three shows there.
Lit.
Because that show, man.
My last electric show, that was my favorite show of the tour.
Oh, London. And last year, both times now, I've realized we should have ended the tour in London.
Mm-hmm.
Because last year we ended up in Huntsville, and Huntsville was great too. But the energy was electric.
It was fire.
Huntsville. I mean, in London and Huntsville.
This is what I wanted to ask you, because you brought this up when we were over there too. Now, I don't know what Amsterdam is known for food, like Amsterdamian food.
We tried some. So there's raw herring. A thing called bitterballen, which is like the texture maybe, or consistency of like falafel, or like a hush puppy. We had Dutch pancakes. This thing called puffer jets, it's kind of like puff pastry pancakes.
Okay.
Do you guys have Able Skeevers?
No. What is that?
Oh, they're like the puff pancakes. My family is like Norwegian.
Really?
I'm half Norwegian, and they're like little puff pancakes with little jelly filling.
We tried all that. Well, I didn't have that. Raw herring was the...
The reason why I asked this was because... I don't know why, but there were an inherent amount of abundance of Argentinian steakhouses.
I don't know. If you're black in Amsterdam or Rotterdam, tell us.
Yes.
Because you know what? Amsterdam, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Did you get my joke?
It wasn't.
Was it not funny?
It's kind of trash.
No, I actually ran it back like, wait, was that? Was like, yes, it was.
Damn.
I know, Kevin.
But remember that congressman's name was Dick Sweat.
Oh,
should we talk about Dick Sweat?
Did you see my video? There's a congressman for real that endorsed Joe Biden.
Don't be watching Dick politics.
You don't watch my videos? You didn't catch my latest Instagram
video? He's been busy, man.
Man, my daughter's coming. She'll be here Thursday.
Making meatballs in mass is not a good reason to not watch. So the congressman from New Hampshire, his name is Richard Nelson Sweat, and he goes by Dick Sweat. And wait, get this. This is new information I didn't know until today.
He's trolling.
His name is Richard Nelson Sweat. Goes by Dick Sweat. His wife's name is Catherine, I believe. Cat Sweat.
Dick Sweat, Cat Sweat.
That's what got Serena. That's what got Serena off her way.
Can you imagine the campaign?
Dick Sweat,
never
and Cat Sweat.
Vote for Dick Sweat. Katrina Sweat is his wife. Cat Sweat, Dick Sweat.
Oh, Cat.
Jeez.
But in combination with Dick Sweat.
Well, speaking of songs that may have gone too far and what should be spiritual and acceptable. There's a new song that's burning up the charts called
Drop It Low.
Drop It Low for Jesus.
I don't want to play it on here because they keep tagging our stuff.
Yeah,
and
we can't be getting
comedy. But I'm sure you
Drop
heard
It Low
of Drop
for
It
Low. Jesus.
Now, here's my thing. Was it real?
I don't know. I heard that it was for like a sketch comedy show.
Okay, because I saw that. Okay, it's IFC thing.
Yeah. And they're a comedy station. Did you like the record?
Drop It Low for Jesus. But listen.
Did you laugh?
In everything, give thanks. If you're going to be dropping it low anyway.
Right.
You might as well drop it low for Jesus.
So you don't. So if it was serious, you don't have a problem
with
it.
Don't just drop it low for anyone.
Don't drop it low for the enemy.
Don't drop it low for the
enemy. Definitely don't do that.
You got to drop it low
for Jesus.
For Jesus. It was so.
I liked it. Like,
of course you did.
I mean, it was well put together.
You know what's funny?
What?
You went to Amsterdam and paid for sex and then ran away.
I didn't have it in me, man.
You had the money though. You can't even write it off.
Yeah.
If you would have did it,
yes, you can. You could just put like $100 yams.
Foul play with yams.
Your account's gonna be like, that's a lot. That's a lot of yams to buy in Amsterdam. What are you having? Were you having a sweet potato cook-off? Why are you purchasing yams?
Yams is just a funny word. Yams. Yams.
You had 100 euros cash. You just.
Yeah, man. You only live once, man. I can at least say I tried.
You can at least say you almost paid for
it. I almost did it.
I almost did Amsterdam being sex.
Those are my things. So how do we
feel?
You can
get to Amsterdam by plane or by ship.
Oh.
And you can do your merch with ShipStation.
Mm.
We all sell merch. Matter of fact, I just had a sale on this weekend. And one thing that really helped me was ShipStation, because you got orders coming in from everywhere. Mm-hmm. And Greg was like, hey, we should do a sale. We're kind of overstocked. We did the sale. He was inundated with orders. And thanks to ShipStation, it's all streamlined, because even if they're coming in from Amazon, Etsy, all that comes right into one location and right out smooth. He just walked out of here with two big bags of merch. He's handling a huge operation on his own. Because of ShipStation. The great thing about ShipStation is it gives you analytics that really make selling online easier. So we were able to tell which shirts we have that are selling more, which sizes in certain areas. Texas, 2X.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of 2X in Texas. Okay. Seattle, a lot of medium and larges. ShipStation makes selling online easier. ShipStation helps you get orders out quickly, save money on shipping costs, and keep your customers happy. So no matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface. You can even manage your orders from your cell phone. And get this. ShipStation works with all your major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, UPS, even Amazon Fulfillment. So you can compare and choose the best shipping solution for you. ShipStation is in number one, numero uno, since we were in Spain. Choice of all online sellers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. And right now, Righteous Ratchet listeners can try ShipStation free for 60 days when you use the promo code RR.
RR.
There's absolutely no risk. You can start your free trial without even entering your credit card info. Just visit ShipStation.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in RR.
RR.
That's ShipStation.com, then enter promo code RR.
RR.
ShipStation.com. Make ship happen. If you don't say RR, he's just, he's just not going to let it go.
Stop the episode.
He's just not going to let it go. Before we go, I want to talk about something.
What's that?
T-Pain was on The Breakfast Club, which is a TV show, not a restaurant. Relax. And he talked about the fact that, and we know T. Mm-hmm. He said we could call him Payne.
He's definitely a friend of the podcast.
Now, we should reach out.
We should see if he wants to be on the podcast.
Reach out to Payne.
Let's reach out to Payne. I think he'd do it.
Hit him up.
I'm going to hit him up.
Hit up Payne.
Yeah.
You got his number still?
Absolutely.
Do you talk to him?
Well, it's been a while.
Have you hit him up and asked him to get on the Wonder Years?
No.
Okay, so we have a chance.
Can you ask him about the podcast?
Really, Serena? She just
ask him about the podcast first. When we get him in studio, then ask him about the Wonder Years.
I did. Okay.
Speaking of studios, I go to one all the time.
So he was on The Breakfast Club talking about, you know, what it's like to be famous, all this and that. But one part that went viral, he had $40 million in his actual bank account at one time. $40 million. Spent it all. He had to borrow money to give his kids Burger King. T-Pain, who, by the way, is only 33 years old.
He feels a lot older.
He came out in 05, I think he said.
Wow.
That's 14 years ago. Quick, 33 minus 14.
19
years old.
My question is, did he spend $40 million over the time of his, like, peak, or did he have $40 million at once and spent it all?
I think it was over time. I could understand
the micro spending of bigger purchases, if that makes sense. If you're swiping, car here, house here.
I feel like it's more
crazy.
I feel like it's more prevalent in the black community.
Right,
black people get millions of dollars.
Well, he said it was a combination of a lot of bad choices and bad decisions. He said he spent $1.2 million.
On a Bugatti. He woke up in a Bugatti. If you wake up in a Bugatti, you should wake up, drive it back to the dealership, and get your money back.
That's the thing. He did just that. But before he drove it back, he had put a hole in a radiator, one of the radiators. Man. And you know those European cars, a lot of times the parts are crazy expensive.
Oil changes be seven Honda.
So here's the thing, though. He said that he spent, so when you break one radiator, you have to replace all four for whatever reason. It was $90,000 to replace the radiators. So he took it back to the dealership. They gave him $800.
And he just spent $1.2?
He lost $400,000.
I thought you said $800. I was about to be like, that's disrespectful.
Oh, no. $800,000. So he lost nearly $500,000.
Well, they say cars depreciate as soon as you drive them off the lot.
That's, you know what I was thinking? So I drive a Toyota. Mm-hmm. Paid off.
Yeah.
I was thinking, man, I should get me a nice car.
Sell me your car then.
No.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why.
All right.
Because it's paid off. The fact that I basically only go to the gym from time to time.
Okay.
I went to the gym 4 days in a row, and I've been eating right. This is my fourth day in a row. I have not lost 30 pounds. And frankly, I need to know who to talk to about it.
who is said person's manager?
Yeah, I'm not just going to be eating Greek. You know how much water is in Greek yogurt? The worst part about Greek yogurt
water
is opening
yogurt?
It.
The when separation open, in the smell?
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Cottage cheese is nasty, too.
No, hold on. What? Let's go back to Greek yogurt.
Cottage cheese.
You have to shake Greek yogurt up first.
Yes.
Because if I look at it, it's always like the first
that film on top.
It's like watery. Curds
crunchy,
and whey.
Yeah.
And then it smells weird. And my wife, when I'm trying to be healthy for the couple months out of the year, she makes tacos. And instead of getting sour cream, she's like, Kev, try the Greek yogurt. Plain Greek yogurt.
Absolutely not. Just throwing yogurt on tacos? Kev, I've never been more offended.
That really like, got out of his skin.
Taco Bowls.
No, that's Taco
We're not
meat.
Mexican.
Yogurt.
We like it.
Greek
we
yogurt.
Like it. They do it at Taco Bell.
They don't.
They don't put yogurt on tacos, dog.
No, I'm talking about instead of sour cream.
He got real angry about this.
I know. That Mexican came out. He's all red.
He was like, cake.
It's supposed to be a healthy option. I'm like, I'd rather just not have sour cream.
Oh.
If you're going to put, first of all, Greek yogurt and sour cream don't taste the same.
Right.
They just look the
that's
same.
That's like when they try to make chicken wings made of cauliflower.
He always
they're
goes
not. They
this.
Don't taste Why like. We know what cauliflower tastes like.
Everybody knows that.
Broccolini must die.
You always take it so personally that they make cauliflower buffalo
Why?
Wings.
Why? Because they don't taste like... I know what cauliflower tastes like.
It's the buffalo
It's plate. A deep dish pizza made from cauliflower. It tastes like cauliflower, you jerk.
Wings don't have this crunch.
What's wrong with you? Why do they do that? Here's some wings.
It's the flavor. It's no, a buffalo it, wing
it,
flavor.
It does not taste
listen,
like cauliflower.
No, listen, no, it does taste like cauliflower. It doesn't taste like chicken. That's the thing.
It's supposed to taste like chicken.
In their defense, what they're selling is cauliflower buffalo wings.
With the Z at the end to make right. it a little... Why? Like, come Why? On, man.
Because they know you... If you're eating that, you're trying to either eat healthy or not eat chicken. I actually had cauliflower wings the first
and
time.
They're trash.
They're not trash. They're just not chicken wings. So you just, want it? You what? You expect cauliflower?
They just call them buffalo cauliflower. They say buffalo the wings by cauliflower.
Did you? Were you?
That's just
you know,
stupid.
They're the Walgreens cologne of like, Drucker Noir.
That's all I'm saying. You can find many other things that will stand in as a substitute for chicken. It ain't
Satan
cauliflower.
Doesn't have this. It does though, because cauliflower has that the crunch of like your first bite of chicken.
Serena, you had your time in the vegan field.
And chicken
Did
brought you
ever
back.
Feel that the cauliflower being represented as chicken wings was dumb?
They're not.
I just thought it was
Everybody People know
it
that.
It really chaps my hide. It makes me angry. And they be trying to make pizza crust with it. I'm like, enough. Enough.
People have gluten allergies. Oh, those are the worst.
No, the cauliflower pizza crust isn't terrible, though. I'm going to attest to that. They had it on an episode of Chef Show.
Does it taste like pizza crust, Josh?
It tastes like thin crust. They have it at what, the Blaze Pizza? Dumb.
Come on, guys. Let's just not look at him.
Yeah. It doesn't
you,
taste
back
bad.
Back to that thought you said about American. I've been to Italy. Mm-hmm. Americans, we win at pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
Oh,
undefeated. Italian people.
We win at tacos.
No. Wait, what do you mean?
Mexican, when you go to Mexico, they just have meat and a tortilla.
Hold on. Oh, stop.
No.
Stop.
No,
stop.
No, no, no,
stop.
No.
Don't wait. Stop it. Stop it.
No.
Stop
it. No.
Right now.
We're gonna
no.
talk about
Square
it.
The American.
When you put cheese and salsa and sour cream
no.
on it, that's
we
way
take
better
them
than.
Up there, Josh. It's
what
very
far. What I'm saying is this. When you get a taco from Mexico, it's very plain. It don't have a lot of stuff on
you
it. Am
I
right?
You ain't got a taco in Mexico yet.
I have.
When?
When I went on cruise.
Okay, you get a taco plane and you make it yourself. You don't under. They
you
have the bowls
the,
there.
Okay, what? While we have you here, what's the deal with the radishes?
I'm really.
There's so
it's,
many
it's
radishes.
It's like refresh the palate.
Oh, you don't put it on the taco?
I mean, you don't have to. A lot of
you
times.
Put it you on your taco?
I never got the radishes.
Oh, okay.
No,
I just noticed at the place.
I'll be like, why is it there?
Yeah.
A lot of times you'll see it on the plate. It'll be on the side.
Uh-huh.
If you're eating a taco, especially if you're eating something spicy.
So it's like the ginger at a sushi restaurant. It's a palate cleanser.
Yeah, because they're sliced. You never just eat it. Some people eat the radish whole, but that's the whole thing.
Let me tell you something.
Ones. We do tacos better than
no.
Mexico.
Stop,
no.
please. I don't
no.
want to be associated with that statement
Listen,
at all.
Listen, and you live in L.A. where there's some decent Mexican food. Right. I'm going to take you to my place. I got a couple places. When you've had a real Mexican street taco, you can't even go back and eat the ground beef taco like Taco Bell stuff we make. That is the Panda Express of Mexican food.
Okay.
Trust me.
I want to see it.
Real carne asada?
Uh-huh.
With the when they make the tortilla, first of all, and this is in your defense, I didn't know until I had it for real. Because okay. I felt the way you felt.
Okay.
Don't shame him, Josh. He doesn't know.
I don't want to
look
at
him. Why he like
him.
He want to fight me?
Joshua is a red.
I'm hurt.
Don't shame him.
From the Greek yogurt to this, Kev. I don't know
I
where I work. I don't know
yogurt.
Where I work anymore. Is this authentic? I don't know. I don't.
I didn't eat the Greek yogurt. I said it's nasty. When they make, see, what happens is, like, at our restaurant, I don't know what it's called, Aztec or something like that. They had a abuelita. She was making the taco shell, or no, not the tortillas, fresh
from scratch.
From scratch, like literally using her hand, molding them, then frying them. Soon as she's done, you make your taco dough. A hard shell ain't got nothing on that. And then the real meat, the doggone restaurant, the grocery store right across the street, bro. Have you had the carne asada? He has not had. He's been Americanized.
I just had 3 Dorito Taco Locos from Taco Bell the
All
other day.
What's the next topic, Kev? What's
I'm
the next topic?
But we'll do that. I am open to seeing it.
Joe, Isaiah had Doritos Locos Tacos 3 years ago, and he had food poisoning, and he is like, he had PTSD. He cannot eat at Taco Bell. None of us have eaten at Taco Bell since then. It was coming out of both ends. Trust me, though. When you have the real, you can't go back to the fake.
Okay, so let's do an R&R Adventures, LA Tacos.
That's fine.
You down? You want to prove me wrong, Josh? Yeah.
Are you really going to add Doritos Locos Tacos to the palate?
Okay, I'm just saying they was fine.
Have you had Doritos Locos Tacos though?
I've had it before. I mean, it's a fast food taco. It's not
like Panda Express.
Panda Express is lit too, though.
It is, but in comparison to real Chinese food. All right, food.
Now we're gonna get to a hard hitting conversation, and I want everybody's opinion for real because we finna get real on R&R. Okay. Now, we all say that if we want our political voices to be heard, right? Mm-hmm. So if there are certain companies that are endorsing the ops, we shouldn't be supporting those companies, right? Right?
Yeah.
Keep that same energy, right?
Yes.
Right. So I'm going to let y'all know some companies that are supporting Trump, and I want to let me know if y'all ready to give these up.
I'm done with the glasses.
Okay.
They're not good for your eyes.
They're only $20.
Here we go.
I've had them on for like 3 hours.
Those weren't the keys that Lispy bought?
No, these were Aldo $20. Sorry.
These are companies that are endorsing, and I want the right pack to chime in on this too, okay? Number one, I'm going to start with the difficulty. Chick-fil-A.
What did they did?
They're supporting Donald Trump.
What?
How so?
They're supporting him. They're giving him money to further his visions.
They could never.
Are you going to stop eating? Are we canceling Chick-fil-A?
I will never.
Wait, hold on. Keep that same energy.
I heard they just added a mac and cheese to their side options, too.
Whoa. Popeyes has the new chicken sandwich.
That was
we
got to
taste that.
Are we canceling Chick-fil-A? Mm-hmm.
When was the last time we went to Chick-fil-A, Kev?
I don't eat it no more.
In-N-Out.
Yeah, that's easy cancel for me.
In-N-Out?
This guy.
That's crazy,
Serena,
man.
Serena, are you canceling Chick-fil-A or In-N-Out? Huh?
What else is on the list, man?
Let's keep going.
Serena would make me sound
Let's keep tender. Going. Like I just said, Dorito Taco Loco, Taco Bell. Very difficult for me.
Done.
Oh, Taco
canceled.
Bell's out of here.
What? They support Trump.
Chick-fil-A. What about Chick-fil-A?
Hold on. You already said that one. What's another one?
Okay.
You said
Taco Bell? How dare
McDonald's
you?
McDonald's and Wendy's.
You can throw those away.
Did the lemonade support Trump?
Did the spicy nuggets just had the return?
Did the Wendy's lemonade specifically support Trump?
Yes.
I can boycott the burgers.
IHOP.
What?
Waffle House.
Waffle House?
Olive Garden.
I don't eat
Pizza Hut.
Don't eat that.
KFC.
Terrible. What kind of companies?
Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr., Sr., the
Are
third?
Are we giving up these? What if Starbucks was supporting Trump? Would we give it up?
What? I don't like coffee. Let me tell you what. I'm going to tell you why these businesses are supporting Trump. They're supporting Trump because Trump, outside of the racism, he is a president that is good for big business.
I was going to say, I feel like they're supporting the Republican.
They're supporting the Republican. I mean, obviously, he is encompassing who he is overall.
Right.
But I'm sure they're more happy about Equinox 2 is on there.
Equinox.
I think.
Which Equinox also includes SoulCycle.
You know what? Is 24-hour fitness on there? Because I'll stop going to that gym right now. You hear
you
me?
You already stopped going and they ain't even on the list.
I will boycott, keep my membership.
But this is the thing that
Absolutely
I'm saying,
not.
When we go and do these boycotts, like everybody was boycotting the NFL for a couple of years, like why don't we keep that same energy with different things?
We do. I'm boycotting Taco Bell starting right now.
What about you ain't going to boycott Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
No, you're not.
You have my word. Here on Righteous and Ratchet. I will never eat Chick-fil-A on Sunday again. I promise you this. All across America, those delicious
y'all ain't
wings
keeping that same
not,
energy.
Those delicious nuggets not getting in this mouth.
Y'all ain't keeping the same energy. And you ain't even got no excuses.
We're complex individuals.
No.
It's not that I'm supporting him. It's the local business owners. My friend, okay, how about this? Let me throw it back in your face. My friend's a black man who owns a Chick-fil-A. He doesn't make that decision corporately. His personal restaurant might not support Trump, but the company does. Am I supposed to not support the black man, the business owner, the black woman who owns the Chick-fil-A downtown LA? Am I supposed to disparage my fellow sister who hasn't even made that decision?
If they're supporting Trump, yes.
She ain't supporting Trump. It's her franchise.
When deliciousness comes into the picture, politics be out the picture.
The man above. You know what's funny? This is really funny. There was a gay dude that we met on one of our projects.
Talking to the mic.
There's a, I'm in the mic. Josh would have said something. He's a gay dude. Shut up, man. Okay. Don't agree with Joe, though, boy.
You just said I would say something. I didn't say something.
You didn't
said,
say, nothing. Don't say nothing. Everybody agree with me only. There was a gay dude who was like, he was randomly talking to me and Melissa. We were on set. He was like, man, I love Chick-fil-A. But I got to eat it only when I'm in the South. It's too much explaining to do it. He said when I'm in L.A.
I'm telling you.
He's like, I know they're homophobic. He literally said, I know they're homophobic.
I know, we get it.
He said, I know they're homophobic, but have you had the nuggets?
And you have. That's what I'm saying. So that's the funny thing I think about
these strikes. But I bet you those restaurants have supported every Republican president for the last 20 years. I don't feel like they just like switched over.
I just
over.
Feel like we can sometimes have conditional outrage. Like we'd be mad about certain stuff, but if it affects us and our deliciousness and our taste buds, be like, oh, man, ain't my business.
Yeah.
I stay out of politics.
Yes. You're in politics, though. Yep. All right, Cleveland, y'all been great. All right, we got to get out of here. We got to have a photo shoot.
Do we have something else we need to talk about?
Rock Nation.
Rock.
We talk about Rock in
Rock Nation
NFL?
Real quick, or do you want to? How long have we been going?
This is about an hour.
Just only an hour?
Yeah, because we stopped at 40.
After I bared my soul about the filth that happened in Amsterdam,
and then 5 minutes we spent on Greg.
Okay.
Or the goodbye, I should say.
Well, we can wait, so we can have a more detailed. I don't want to rush that.
Yeah, because I feel like that's the.
That's a bigger
explained
conversation.
Explain situation of it. I don't think it's necessarily.
Of Rich Paul. Yeah, I really want to get into it and talk about it because it's actually really more layered.
Okay.
All right. I have been your boy, Deborah, and next week is my birthday.
What day of the week does it fall on?
Wednesday.
Gone.
You're going to be gone.
We got to celebrate on Monday.
We
fly out on Tuesday night.
We could go on Monday.
Okay. What did you want to do for your birthday?
Just got back, man.
I know. It's the last one. Tour ends next week.
Yeah, but then we start the right.
I'm down for just a good dinner, man. I was going to do the whole Six Flags things, but I've been having to get my stuff ready for my daughter. And I've been doing a bunch of. That's why y'all thought I was so tired, because I've been running around.
Walking.
Where do you want to go for dinner?
Del Frisco's.
Is there one in L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I looked it up. Once we had that dinner in Charlotte, I was like, where else? Hopefully there's one in L.A.
We should make sure we got the reservation squared away. Because I don't want it. Lines, it's a whole thing
now. It's a whole thing. I can't.
Oh, can we talk about that one thing before we go, though?
What?
Our experience in the airport coming back.
Oh, my.
It was the craziest. So we're flying out of Barcelona, Spain, and apparently there was a strike with the airline that we were flying.
The airline employees.
It was literally like a four-hour ordeal.
We stood in line to check in for our flight for an hour and a half.
Closer to two.
No. Just the first part.
Yeah.
Then we had to clear.
Customs.
Security.
Yes.
Then we had to clear customs. The customs was another 30, 40 minutes. That's what made it over 2 hours.
Josh got randomly selected for the second time.
They popped Josh in Mexico too.
At security, they had me take everything out of my hard case. Every electronic, they had go individually through the x-ray. And they didn't tell me that until after I went through. Like, you have electronics with it? I was like, yeah. And I opened it up. Like, oh, yeah, every one of these things needs to go through the x-ray. I was like, separately? I was like, what? It's an x-ray machine. Like, you guys can't see through the box? There's something wrong with your machine. I don't understand.
Josh got popped when we were in Mexico.
Oh, man.
And we couldn't. I didn't know where he was. I was scared. But those were his people. They took care of
him. But it was weird. Dude stopped him when he was walking up, and he didn't even look at his passport. He was like, hey, you've been randomly selected. We're like, how is you know?
Bro, and they had my name.
Wait, there was no button that went off?
No, literally. Just walking.
Because I think they called my name.
You've been randomly selected. Why me? Because you look suspicious.
Because like I was trying to bypass everybody because we got the priority. And then I got to the dude checking my name is and because I was like, oh, you guys boarding priority? He's like, yeah, but you've been randomly selected. I was like, how have I been randomly selected?
Because you asked the question. What you asked about priority for? Yeah, you got something to hide?
He's like, yeah, I'm going to need you to come with me. So then it pulled like two security guys. They walked me to like this room. I was like, I'm not going to make this flight. I even asked him. I was like, if I miss this flight, just let me know so I can mentally not be stressing about making it
on
time.
You know what
time.
It probably, now that I think about it, you know what it probably was? They wanted to search your car too. He had his car on the conveyor belt.
They were like, get your car. It's only a funny joke between us, man. They don't know.
Because Josh has a Mini Cooper.
So literally, I went back. They swabbed everything. And then
they swabbed the camera lens.
This we'll just see if this is really what it pretends to be.
I was like, man. It was extensive.
Doorway was smuggling hams under his jacket.
Then you got to ruin it. There you go. All right, I have been Doughboy.
And I've been Kevin Allen Frederick.
Yes.
Everybody has given you a new nickname, Donana.
Oh. New nickname alert.
Donana.
Donana's in pajamas are walking down
the title should be What Donana Did in Amsterdam.
Nobody, no one for your life is going to forget that you ate a banana out of a vulva.
Hey man,
eat your fruits and vegetables. However you gotta get it.
However you gotta get them.
Doughboy needs incentives. Apparently.
I live in my truth, man.
I respect that about you.
You have to just live in your truth. What's the point of just
what's
not
the
being
point
who you are?
Of eating a banana out of an orifice if you don't have someone
Lord.
To tell it?
God,
your future wife's gonna watch this. She's like, I'm out. I'm out. You really did that.
Yeah, man. It was
called the weight loss challenge. He's still eating bananas. All right, guys.
Ouch.
See you next Wednesday for the non-right pack, and see you Friday for the right pack. We got a special surprise, and that surprise is Patrick in Tahir.
My birthday, too, next week. We got to do something special for it.
I'm going to fly that woman from Amsterdam back so you guys can finish your relationship. Which one was you? Was with Doughboy. He couldn't finish it.
Doughboy, here you go.
All right, y'all. God bless you. Bye-bye. Righteous and ratchet and righteous and ratchet.
God knows I wanna be righteous, but at times I get a little ratchet. So if you're trying to find that fine line, Doughboy and Kevin Stage gonna make it happen. Yep, we ain't never do no capping. Are we gonna talk about them back? Vices and factions, like us and back it. Righteous and ratchet. Hey, shout out to the right pack. Hey, for you we bring it right back. Hey, yeah. $5 Patreon. Yep. You can skip the wait line, yeah. You ain't got the five, you ain't got the lie. Kevin call him Jesus on the main line. Life is hard, so go ahead and party hard. Get your weekly dose of R&R, yeah.